This week, as we continue on our study with Psalm 119, we have text, which is verses 65 through 72. And in this particular group of verses, we have David expressing a deep thanks, a deep gratitude to God for what has been provided in his life. It is a witness. It is a witness to the goodness of God, of how gracious he is when he is dealing with his people, and also the value to God's word. Even though we are all deserving of judgment, God always deals with his people better than we deserve. We are more susceptible to wander from God's path when we are content and we are prospering well. Those that have knowledge but little discretion will fall easier into the clutches of Satan. Those that have both knowledge and discretion are better fortified against Satan's snares and more prepared for the service of God. So, let us gain further knowledge and fortify our helmet of salvation by studying verses 65 through 72, text. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Going back to the first verse, 65. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. So we, as David was, are dealt with by God in a providential way. From the very beginning of time, we are protected and preserved. We are blessed with benefits in life. And we are also protected from our enemies. Here, David, he's acknowledging this and meditating on these facts. We, too, should as well. We, as God's people, we are blessed with spiritual blessings. We are given salvation through Christ. And with that, the hope of eternal glory. We are dealt with well. Even when we are afflicted, we are dealt with well. We know God does not bring us to pain and discomfort without the ability to endure it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So, we have the summary of our life and the direction we should take, the path to follow. We will be dealt with well as God's servants, for he has declared it. It is according to his word. It is his promise, as we have learned in previous studies. Let us continue on boldly as lions, wise as serpents, and as harmless as doves, as we are taught good judgment and knowledge. In the next verse. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. David asks to be taught a good sense of the scriptures. He is taught to have true and right sense of them. And this is his example for us. We should seek out the mind of God and the Word and to have a right sense of its meaning. We should also pray for a sound mind and to not only feed of milk, but to come to eat solid food. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So, as I said in the introduction, those that have knowledge but little discretion will fall easier into the clutches of Satan. We should pray to have a sight of our errors. We should pray to have a sense of ignorance and to be able to be taught. To be taught as David prayed to be taught. His mind had become right. He had faith, and therefore he hoped to receive wisdom to avoid further mistakes and affliction. Now, we all know we will make mistakes in our lives, but if we learn discernment by God's commands instead of by experience, we will be a bit better off avoiding affliction, as David speaks about in verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. David did not go astray willfully or wickedly, maliciously, or through contempt. Instead, it was through the weakness of the flesh, the reality of his corrupt nature, and the force of temptation. It is a careless, heedless, and negligent frame of spirit that makes a man wander from God's path. It is an erring through ignorance, like it says in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 18. And he shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his ignorance, in which he erred and did not know it, and it shall be forgiven him. So David, having fallen to affliction, he has realized his error. There are many afflictions that are the fruit of the sin. There are the inward and outward afflictions. There are the afflictions of the body and of the mind, afflictions in person, in family, and in estate. There are further temptations of Satan and the hiding of God's face as well. These are all what brought David back to God and what will bring us back as well. We are all susceptible to these. No one is immune. If we are one of God's flock, he surely will bring us back through some means, and sometimes it is a rod, as it says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. So, David was brought back to God's word. He was brought back to have his ways and his worship been restored. He was restored by his afflictions. Next, verse 68 reads, "You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes." So we all know that God is the fountain of all goodness. He is the only good and does good to all his people by his providence. How blessed are we to be one of his people who has special grace and mercy bestowed us to us by the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in our afflictions, they are made to work for our good, either temporal, spiritual, or eternal. We should be inclined to be taught God's statutes. This is the same prayer that has been stated many times before in the verses that I've already taught about and which we have studied. The man of God is a perpetual learner and should be delighted to learn every day. We have already learned the sad result of breaking God's statutes, as David experienced it. It is by painful experience that he had been led back to the way of righteousness, and so now he asks that he be taught a perfect knowledge in the law. We too should also pray to be taught God's statutes, for we will be tested by those who are proud, as in verse 69. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. These proud, they first derided David in Psalm 119, verse 51. They defrauded him again in verse 61. And now they're working to defame him. They are working to injure his character. They resort to falsehood. They resort to the falsehood because they could find nothing else of him if they spoke the truth. The proud either told lies to hurt his crown or to condemn his faith in God. Lies and treachery is not something that only a king such as David can be the target of. We too can be susceptible to lies and the attacks. Attacks on us, attacks on our reputation. When faced with this, we should learn to follow the example set. We should only continue to observe the commands of God sincerely, heartily, and affectionately. We should be careful to not do these things on the surface, for those looking to hurt us will find any fault we may lay for them to grab control of and hold of. That is also why we should be careful to avoid scandal. We are not to put ourselves in a situation that looks like it may be something that can be sinful in nature. Being aware and careful of this can save us from many issues and accusations, whether they are true or not. Doing this and keeping the precepts inwardly, not just outwardly, will help to make it evident that the lies being forged are just that. They're being made up. And it is the best way of countering the liars and the defamers whose hearts are congealed with the ways of Satan and of this world. Verse 70, their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. This heart that is being spoken of, it is of the ones that are congealed with pride. Persons who are bound in riches, who fill their lives with the things of this world. These people, they have more things than they know they can do with. So they become proud. They have become haughty. Their hearts have become gross, senseless, stupid. Their hearts so filled with those things that they had no room for the knowledge of God. They have no sense of their duty to Him. No remorse for the conscience of sin. Their hearts are hardened as their minds are reprobate. David delights in the law and says so because it is saying that he has a lean heart. He has a hungry heart, a hungry mind for those things which are of God. He delights in it. Those that have fat hearts feast only on the things of this world, while David feasts on the divine truth. The things of this world, they're like a heavy meat. And when you eat a heavy meat, you know, in large amounts, it's hard to digest. And so the wicked men, they fill themselves up with these things that they cannot digest. And so they have no room for the Word of God. And that will not be able to go down and satisfy them, satisfy their lusts. Verse 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. So, David, having delighted in the law, has been able to reflect and realize that it is indeed good for him to have been afflicted. We too can learn from our errors. We can learn by the correction that God places in our lives. We can learn from those things which we go through to become a more well-rounded Christian, one who learns and is joyful in our affliction, and to look for the opportunity to learn what it provides. Sometimes it is not our own actions which bring us that affliction, but that affliction is not different to be able to learn from and be able to change how we react to it. Our prayer should be asking God for continual learning and enlightenment in truth, so that we may carry on in wisdom according to God's statutes. Finally, we have verse 72. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. The word of God and its doctrines that come out of the mouth of God, They carry a weight and authority and a worth that is more than all the gold and silver of this world. God's laws, His law commands reverence and respect, and we should consider it. We should consider it as it is the law of God and not the law of man. The value of God's truth and doctrine are not only comparable to the value of all the gold and silver in the world, but it is preferable, and it should be sought after first in our lives. David had his own collection of gold and silver, but he esteemed that the word of God to be above it all. He still suffered his afflictions, and none of these riches that he had could buy him out of them. It is only the law of God that could bring him and bring us out of the dark places. So we ought to seek them out further, daily, praying for understanding and delight with our whole hearts.